Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
You've had other backs that have had size, Antoine Smith, Corey Dillon. You look at LeGarrette. Does he compare to those two at all, or is he different, or does he remind you of one of the two previous ones?
I think he's kind of got his own unique style. I mean, Corey Dillon, that bar is pretty high, but you know, Blunt's a good back. Don't get me wrong, and sure. I think he's got a lot going for him. But he's big, but he's kind of a halfback in a fullback's body. You know, he's a 250-pound back, you know, 6 feet with, you know, good athleticism, good quickness, good speed. He's got halfback skills, but you know, he's about 30 pounds bigger than most of those guys are.
All right, maybe there's going to be a day where we're sitting here doing this. I hope that's going to happen, where we're not talking about Peyton Manning. Maybe he'll be long gone. But he's pretty much seen it all, like your quarterback has. Is it really about just kind of mixing things up just to keep him on his toes?
Yeah, well, I don't think you want to just tell him this is what we're going to be in. What do you want to do about it? Because he'll probably do something you won't like. But in the end, you got to be able to play whatever you're going to play, and that's really what it comes down to. You can disguise all you want, but if you can't play what you're playing, man, zone, combination, pressure, whatever it is, then it doesn't do any good. So you've got to be able to play the defense, but disguising and trying not to make it easy for him so he knows exactly what you're in and how to pick it up and what part of it to attack, and try to make him read it after the snap and make the receivers make some adjustments, then at least you have a chance of you know, not as good of execution as they would have if you told them everything ahead of time.
Julius Thomas, he was a game-time decision that day, did not play in the game. How much different are they offensively with him in it?
Well, he's an explosive player and a good red zone player. He's a big target, guy who runs well, and is a very good runner after the catch. I thought Tammy played well against us in the game, and we had some trouble with him. So, you know, they have good depth at that position, but, you know, Thomas is definitely a playmaker and a dangerous red area target.
It's been a lot of time since the OTAs, the mini camp, the training camp. Your team's been through a ton. We sat here for 17 weeks talking about it. You're in the AFC Championship game, third straight. What's your message to your team going into this game?
Well, first of all, it's you know, an honor to be in the game, to be competing for the AFC Championship. But I think the message is pretty much what you just said it was. We've been at it a long time, and all that hard work is for this. Like, that's what it's all for, is to be able to play in a championship game and to win the AFC. And so here we are this week, and nothing to hold back on, nothing to save it for. Get everybody's best effort in preparation and practice and doing all the things we need to do so we can be at our absolute highest performance level on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. That's the goal this week.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @BobbyD. Wants to know about altitude. How do you get your team ready to prepare in the altitude?
You know, I think you kind of go through your normal pattern, and I've coached in Denver, and you know, it was never that big of a deal out there. It really wasn't. So I'm not saying there isn't something scientific to it, but I know when we've gone out there and played well, we've won. And when we've gone out there and we haven't played well, we haven't won. So, you know, we're going to do the best we can to have a good week of preparation. We'll head out there Friday after practice. So we, you know, have the full day out there to, you know, acclimate, rest, and be ready to go. And you know, I think we'll be ready to go on Sunday at 1.
All right, Coach Belcher, later in the show, what are we going to look at?
Well, we'll take a look at some explosive plays from that Broncos offense.
All right, sounds great. Sit tight. See you later.
All right.